This is Marty here from techproblems.org, editor-in-chief of our main facility here in San Diego, California, actually. Not Hawaii. We got that a lot. So, we have a caller today with a problem. What's your problem?
Well, my Rock'em Sock'em robots, I can rock 'em, but I can never quite sock 'em.
That's a mighty problem. Have you checked the processing chips? Are we talking about the 1993 model or the 1995 model? Or is this one made at a later date in which it would be nothing to do with computers at all?
Yes.
Yes what, caller? We need to know specifically about your question or we cannot take your call.
Sorry, I have to go. It seems like one of my children have jumped in the oven and are singing Prince songs. For the off chance that someone turns on the oven expecting to make a pot roast, I would not like my child to be burned alive. I must go now.
Sorry to see you go there. We're gonna go back and we're gonna get another caller, I guess. That's terribly sad. Don't you think so, Chet?
Yes, well, like my grandmother used to say, if you break a bone while dancing, are you technically breakdancing?
Great question! I don't know. This is a Tech News Problem Center. What's your question?
No question.
Could you just ask one to humor me?
I really like sharp cheddar, but I like to mix in some mozzarella. But every time I eat mozzarella, I feel like I'm cheating on the sharp cheddar. Does sharp cheddar have feelings too?
No, it doesn't, and neither do you. You unsensitive piece of trash. We're trying to do a legitimate tech problem center news station man. So we're gonna take another caller. We just dropped his call because he was definitely trying to betray us on our mission statement, which is at our website, technews.45. We actually got a 4-5. Eh, we're getting our way up in the world. So we're gonna join our next caller. Not sure on his name. We actually have an unknown number. I don't know where this is from. Caller, where are you from? Are you from anywhere? Are you located in these United States, or is it classified where you located? I don't know.
My mom once left me at a grocery store. She never came back.
Well, that's sad. I would not like that. What else happened?
I've only been living off the filling in Pop-Tarts. Luckily, there's a Pop-Tart factory. Surprisingly enough, they have extra filling, but not extra shell.
I don't think you're shell. I think what you're looking for is the pastry in which the jelly goes in. The jelly enters like a beautiful process of life where we're all coming from. But that has no relevance here. You do know that we are a technical problem center program. Now I need a question about computers, technology, like, is your cell phone working? Or did the pastry factory, I mean, Pop-Tart factory, did it blow up? Did it blow up or somehow? I don't know. Just give me a question.
I once ate so many paper clips that they mixed together in my stomach. And when I defecated them, they had a slight resemblance to Ronald Reagan. I sent it to the president, and he sent me a note back saying, are these poop out paper clips? Because they really smell like poopy. Sincerely, President Reagan.
That wasn't a question. Next caller.
Sincerely, President Reagan.
Good question. Now what I want you to do here is, do you have system recovery disk? I'm gonna take that as a yes. you're going to want to put your system recovery disk in your CDR drive. You have a CDR drive. I know you do. Everybody does. So you're going to put them in. You're going to load them, install them, just as the instructions say. That is going to lead you into the next step. After that, you're going to reboot. You're going to reboot using F11 when your computer starts up. When F11 gets done, compressing function 11. That's what you want to remember. Function 11. Okay. After that, you're going to want to get on. You're going to want to get on Internet Explorer. You're going to download all your other programs. First, download Firefox. I know you're a Firefox user. We all are. Top product ever. Ever. It's amazing. It's like an invention. Oh my god, tab browsing, whatever. Okay, and then after that, you're going to want to use a floppy disk. Doesn't sound right. Floppy disk. Can you say it with me? Floppy disk. Floppy disk. Floppy. Flop flop. In a pool with ducks. And you're going to want that. Put that in your floppy drive. Floppy drive. Floppy. Floppy. Okay. And then after that, you're going to want to load the floppy. Load the floppy. It's going to have a Word document probably come up because you're already going to have used that floppy disk. What you're going to do is you're going to virus scan that floppy disk. You're going to reroute it with F14. F14. Do it, dude. Then you're going to have your computer restored with all your games, functions, capabilities, images, video, and movies. So, does that answer your question, caller?
Yes.
Good. I guess there's not much to do here, so I guess we're going to go to our sponsor. This is MovieCast, Episode 6. Welcome to the show. I'm Mark, and,
I'm Michael.
Yeah, and that was our little introduction there. Very small introduction. It's pretty funny. If you were, you know, human, it'd be funny. I don't think aliens would get it.
Aliens are bitches.
Yeah, they are. Anyways.
Sorry for the cursing, children.
Yeah. Bitches. Oh, no, no, laddie. You don't want to do that.
They're Irish.
No news today.
No, maybe.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't care.
Apathy. We're podcasting it, dude. We're podcasting it.
That reminds me of driving down a car, sticking your crotch out the window, letting it just air dry, because that's the way you feel that day. Because you
like
don't want to rub a towel on your bits. So what if you touch something that, I mean, you might hurt it. Because I don't know about you, but I dry with a towel in an extreme way. Like, I'm like, and what if something happens and something falls off? Because it's so quick, I might not even feel it.
Yeah, I wish you feel a lump. I don't want to feel a lump. So I'll be like, I got herpes. I got herpes, I got cancer, I got something in my testes.
Harsh world.
Harsh world. You know, they put all this propaganda on us. I mean,
What's your feeling on jackets?
I like jackets. I mean, but, you know, sometimes, like, a jacket's just a hassle. But I like wind jackets.
Windbreakers. I was just thinking windbreakers. Wow.
Yeah, windbreakers are the best because they're the most versatile. They can keep you warm. They can keep you cold.
But they sound like shh when you walk. Oh, wait, those are the windbreaker pants.
Yeah, I'm talking about windbreaker.
Do you like the windbreaker pants?
And the only pants I like are short shorts. I don't know if those are real pants, but I like them. I respect them. I've never worn them. I just respect them.
Kind of like Martin Luther King. I'm not black, but sure as hell respect the man. Because he is, and I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, he's a reverend, too.
And if I make a fried chicken joke about a black guy, boom, that's it.
You're prosecuted.
Now, if I was black eating fried chicken, and the white people walked by, I'd be like, white people eat more fried chicken.
Wouldn't we all, though? In that situation, wouldn't we all?
Man, wouldn't we? Wouldn't we really?
Yeah.
My friend once ate a Kleenex. True story. He literally ate a Kleenex in front of me. And he found it appetizing. I don't know what Kleenex feces looks like, but I'm guessing quite strange.
I wonder if he had to pull that out. Like, pulled out, like, if he ate, like, some kind of string. That's how that would be to me. I don't think
comes out. You have to like literally just reach in and
pull it out, and it would probably be like a magic trick too. You'd have like small children like walk into the bathroom while you do it, and they'd just be like, "Wow!"
They'd huddle around you.
Yeah,
maybe like round of applause,
and a bow.
You pull the string out of behind the kid's ear, and he gets salmonella poisoning. Most likely. Or just eats a jar of peanut butter.
Somebody's gonna get AIDS, though. No, I mean, that's the society we live in. Somebody's gonna get AIDS. That's what you have to think whenever you do something. Like, you're enjoying a sunny afternoon walk? AIDS.
Right when you said sunny, I imagine Bruce Lee chopping a bottle of Sunny Delight in half and slurping it up with a straw off the floor. I don't know where
Sunny Delight is really delicious.
It's great. I went somewhere today, thought I was picking up Hawaiian Punch. It was Ohana Punch. I was furious.
I would be mad.
I sat it back down and got a Sprite.
Why would you get a Sprite? That's like going down.
From Ohana Punch?
I mean,
Ohana.
I guess
Ohana?
I think we should support our Indians.
No, not Indian.
Haitians? I don't know them.
Hawaiians.
Oh, paper.
Hawaiians, probably.
Huh. Hawaiians?
Hawaiians.
Hawaiian.
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Hawaii. Hawaii. Hawaii.
That's a shirt.
I wonder if they say that different. People from Hawaii say it differently. Because, like, people from Mexico say Mexico. But maybe that's because it's out of the country.
And I'm like, Mex. Co.
That's why your nickname's the Mex Tex.
Tex-Mex. Chex-Mex. Hey, have you had, like, some Chex-Mex lately?
I like the sugary kind.
I like those, like, not the...
Oh, this isn't really real. I just put a bunch of sugar in Chex-Mex.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
Hey,
it'd probably be delicious.
You know
I don't
fun?
Do that, but...
It's just eating raw sugar.
I've done it before.
It doesn't taste that bad.
Tastes sugary.
Mm, definitely, but it has like a flavor to it.
Sugar flavor.
Yeah, sugar. Well, I like sugar. It almost makes me want to do cocaine. Not that I ever do cocaine, but...
Just for the off chance that it does taste like sugar.
Yeah.
And actually gives you a side effect.
Of sugar.
It's like intense sugar. It would be like condensed sugar, like, with a nuclear reaction.
Like, you know, like... You have your spaghetti dinner?
Well, they do call it nose candy.
No, here's what you do.
So maybe it does have some sugar in it.
Well, here's what you
Let's
do.
Let's go get some. And we'll find out.
We'll get one crack rock and
one rock of crack, please?
Yes.
Rock of crack.
How
about Tuesday? What are you doing for brunch?
I'm doing cocaine. That's what I'm doing. Snap.
I was thinking the deli, but...
Oh, deli. Deli's nice this time of year.
Deli
like
or
it.
Cocaine?
Deli.
Roast beef?
Deli.
Deli.
Deli. I'll get my,
See, that should be the new ad campaign. Don't do drugs. Go to the deli.
No, I don't think people are as, you know, conservative as us. I mean, the deli. Nice day.
How about the China buffet?
Okay, you know what? I want to go there right now.
Oh, I wish it was open.
I wish it was. This should be 24 hours.
24-hour China buffet might be kind of gross, though.
It might be.
Because about hour 6 in the middle of, you know, middle of the night, it's going to be a little strange things. Because I'm sure they would make it around, you know, 9. They'll make the last batch.
I would have sexual desires for the little Chinese waitress that walks around. She's pretty hot.
You think so?
She's about like 36.
The girl
something.
That collects the plates?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Hmm.
But her boyfriend's like Kino.
So Kino, of course, being off Ninja Turtles too.
We're not talking about movies today.
Oh, I'm saying.
Oh, okay. It's a movie. Don't want to talk about it. Ah. Well, since you ruined this completely, this is MovieCast. We talk about movies. TV shows. Some other stuff.
You had Arby's today, man. Arby's doesn't sit well with me anymore.
Actually, it did. Doesn't
I don't
sit
really
well.
Mean in a diarrhea-inducing fashion. I mean just in a stomach wants to implode, but not explode.
Yeah.
From the, you know, out. So.
Yeah.
Just from the inside, but not going out. Holes. Maybe from my mouth. Possibly.
This is a good conversation. I'm enjoying it.
I had Taco Bell. See, he had Arby's. The Taco Bell was tasty. Very good. The Baja Blast.
Yeah, it was pretty tasty, I gotta say.
He had a Baja Blast, though, from Taco Bell. So.
Yeah, well, I have to drink my Baja Blast.
Gots to drink your Baja Blast, man.
I mean, that's like not drinking your milk. You gotta drink your milk.
That's like having the Jews in the gas chamber and then letting them go. You have the Jews there. Commit, man.
And they did.
You're gonna be reprimanded on the forum for that.
Yeah, we could just say we're Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody even listens to this, come on.
No one's gonna be listening to the 15 minute mark.
Oh snap.
Your name is Mark, and I said 15 minute mark. And what is today's secret word?
Mark!
Whoa! Anyway. So, today's topic is the age old debate. Will the penny become worthless?
No.
I don't think it can.
Because if you have 100 of them, you have a dollar. And dollars aren't worthless at all.
Five, even, that would be a nickel. But like the Goodwill commercial, like the Goodwill clothing store commercial, is the nickel far behind? But honestly, is it? I don't want to lose the nickel. I don't want to lose the penny.
Nickel's always been the underdog to me. He's like,
nickel's kind of like, nickel's like, I think he's actually a little bit arrogant. He's like, penny's going first, man, but if the penny goes, nickel's gonna be freaking scared. He's like, who else would be next? It's gotta be me. Because the only thing they'd have to do is round the prices to whole dollars.
Well, that means every cent is gone.
That would mean, yeah, if you don't have nickels, then you got...
Then you don't have,
then
like,
a quarter's
dimes?
Not worth a quarter anymore, because the quarter has a five in it.
Yeah, that's retarded, so...
Yeah, you still have dimes.
Why do you have dimes?
50 cent pieces. Well, because the zero is the last.
Well, that's just making dollars pennies now.
Dollars like pennies. That's why you can't get rid of the penny.
And then dollars are gone. And then every currency is gone. We have.
And what do? Bite people? I'd probably start biting people. I'd lose my mind with that money. I would bite people.
You don't even have money now.
Ah!
That was a bite.
That was a bite.
That was ghastly.
Bark says bite. And that's actually a true statement. You drink that and you're like,
that has bite.
Bite. I say
bite.
I say bite
in my pants.
Whoa.
So,
I did enjoy Dead Rising, but I can't get into it.
You know what we should do? We should screw MovieCast.
You think if...
And just do a podcast like this every week.
Now, you think you could make your own socks and actually sell them? Like, make your own socks. Like, make them yourself and sell them.
Yeah.
Because how much of a demand is there really for socks?
Flea market.
Is the sock market? No, but I mean like on a large scale, kind of. Like you start selling...
Yeah, you take out Hanes, you're selling socks, dude.
Well, that's true, man. Hanes kind of has like a...
And you know what you should do is you could, you know, like sell them at like the front of grocery stores when people are like checking out and they'll be like, hey, my socks are doo-doo. Do they have any socks up here? I'd be like, yeah, they do. Mark's brand socks.
Oh, snap. That might... Well, see, what I was thinking is, though, of course you have to start small, but I mean... Okay, say I wanted to get in on the sock market.
Or the stock market.
Sock market. And what would you do? Would you make traditional socks? Because everybody wears traditional socks, because you have to, kind of.
No.
You don't want to...
You make those freaking toe socks that all the girls wear. My ex-girlfriend wore this.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
so.
Then you only have half, I mean, well, maybe a little bit over half the population to sell to.
So yeah, but then you get people into wearing the toe socks and they're like, oh
guys,
my god.
They might be comfy.
You would sell regular colors, guys, and you'd sell like yellow, green, red to girls.
And pink.
No, like cascading down in stripes.
Oh man, you got some fashion sense.
I do.
You need to get in the sock game.
Or just the clothes game.
Fashion.
Like the shirts, you know, that are compressed in little packages?
Like, see, that's awesome. I love that commercial because it literally sucks the air. I'm not sure what it's for or why that would help the clothes, but there's no air
in it. Okay, this is my idea for a movie.
Okay, here's just
the end of the movie is, they're in a suburban house and they're like hitmen. So they have to kill this guy, but they don't have any weapons except their bare hands. They're gonna snap his neck because that's too stupid. They wanted to make it look like an accident. So okay, they stuff their head into a space bag, and then they turn on the vacuum, and then that's the end of the movie.
And you just see the ear. Idea before.
Yeah. I love that idea. It can work.
Oh, they space back his eyeball.
Oh, dude. Stop. See, we're on the 21-minute mark.
And it's like, you've been space-backed.
Yeah, you've been space-backed.
And then he flies off of his jetpack into the night. Riding his... what would he be riding?
Like a chariot of...
We gotta see Ghost
dark
Rider.
Dark horses.
I wanna see Ghost Rider.
Dark horses.
Wanna see Ghost Rider.
Yeah, me too.
Do you really, though?
Not really.
What's the main thing taking you away? Is it the scary feel to it? You thinking you're gonna be a little scared?
No.
Honestly, 100% honest.
I don't feel that Martin Scorsese is a good filmmaker anymore.
He didn't direct Ghost Rider.
Oh, well, I'm gonna go see it.
All right.
Cool. You heard it here, folks.
No one's listening to this.
No one's listening to this. And if anyone's paying attention, I'm very sorry.
I'm not.
I'm not either.
Imagine bow hunting and like, it's not really bow hunting, but it's more like
it's
more like clay shooting.
Clay shooting.
Or skeet shooting. What is that called?
Skeet shooting.
Skeet shooting.
Skeet skeet.
But with bow and arrows.
Skeet skeet to the right.
Skeet. But skeet, actually, the skeets, but the skeet things, are jars of mayo.
Mayo.
Delicious. That's what I was sitting here thinking of. And I'm.
Oh, and then it like splattered. Like you have
But you know how they have the guys that clean the golf balls in the car. It's just a fat dude on a tricycle.
No.
Wearing a thong.
No. You have a big crowd.
With a big stick of
you
butter.
You got a big...
And he's rubbing it all over his hairy chest.
No. You got a big crowd.
And boy, is it hot. He's sweating all over
you. You got like a giant crowd of people, and they're just all want some mayo. And you shoot it over them. And then like it splatters on
like the t-shirt cannons.
Yeah,
but it's a mayo cannon.
It's not a mayo cannon, though, because someone's shooting it.
And if
they fail to shoot it, someone's dead.
Oh!
Somebody's dead.
So the crowd wants some freaking mayonnaise.
But they could die.
And there is a mayonnaise jar thrown overhead, and then one man must shoot it. He doesn't shoot it. Those hundreds of people die.
Not all.
And that's on his conscience.
Not all.
It'll be half, and then he gets another try.
No, not half. Like, one. Maybe.
Hopefully, I mean, after one or two times, I'm sure he hit the mayonnaise jar.
Yeah, but that's illegal.
Maybe that's where they got the idea for the pinata. But it's just less deadly. But not really, because you're swinging bats, and I've seen America swing some videos. People are getting hit with bats in the balls all the time.
Yeah, you gotta respect that.
You gotta respect that.
That's money.
Pure money.
Pure money. Notice this article meets all flammability requirements of California Bureau of Home Furnishing Bulletins 116 and 117. Care should be exercised near open flame or with burning cigarettes. What? Care should be exercised near an open flame or with burning cigarettes. It should be. Retards. Read that. Doesn't make any sense. Right there.
Requirements of California. Where'd you get those?
From the bottom of my chair. Fell off.
This chair is from California.
It's an old chair.
Made quite the travel chair. Congratulations.
You're like Pee Wee. Only no nudie theater.
Just all...
But you are riding...
All the possibilities of ninja throwing stars and what you could be throwing them at. I mean, doesn't that just blow your mind?
Yeah.
Like curtains? But then they go through the curtains, and I'm sure it would look really cool. Especially if it was,
hey,
like,
I worked the curtains, so, like, maybe I could set that up.
No, not a big, thick curtain.
No, like, I got small curtains.
A thin, sexy curtain.
Oh, and there's, like, a woman behind it, and you throw it, and she's dead. And blood explodes.
I didn't think about that. I was just thinking just the curtain.
Oh. Well, that's not really
I like tattered awesome. Curtains.
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 What else could you throw in just throwing stars at? I mean, well, obviously everything, but what would look cool?
Coke cans. With Coke in them.
Yeah, but then you're wasting Coke. Maybe if you drank the Coke and filled them up.
No, like, put a cup under the Coke, and then, like, you throw the thing, and then you
drink
Coke.
The Ninja Coke.
Ninja Coke! And then you become the power of 10 mortal men. And then one immortal man. So it's, like, awesome.
Obviously.
And then Mortal Man is definitely a ninja.
Just sweetens the deal.
Sweetens complete. You know, if George Washington really had wood teeth, I think he was homosexual. That's saying something if you have wood teeth.
Well, he probably didn't give me blowjobs because of the splinter thing.
No, like, if he had wood teeth, I think that was just like a nickname. Like,
yeah, you got wood teeth, dude.
Because you got wood
on your mouth.
Yeah. Seriously.
Nibble. Maybe he was a nibbler.
I bet he was a nibbler.
Carve that stuff. Probably explicit.
Old Ironsides?
I'm not even sure what that means. Maybe he did stuff in an iron tub. With animals.
Not animals. Not animals. Bringing us back to currency.
Back to currency. I'm not even sure if that was the start of this.
I don't know what the start of this was, but
it was funny.
We're 26, 7 minutes in.
It was real funny. Sorry.
Now we're just dragging a bit.
How much Pez do you think you could eat in an hour?
In an hour?
Because you never
eat 37 pieces.
Packages of pieces.
Pieces.
Pieces?
Yeah.
Aren't they like 15 to a pack?
Mm-hmm.
That's not very many. That's like 2.5 packs.
I think I would get sick and, like, have diabetes.
I think I could eat about 1,000 to 1,500 Pez. Like, in just an hour. Now, like, maybe, like, more.
Wait, would there be insulin provided? Would insulin be provided if there is certain diabetes?
But you're not a diabetes.
I know, but what if I became one by eating, like, crap load of Pez?
I mean, obviously there's going to be risk to it. That's half the fun.
But double the excitement.
Those twins on all those gum commercials were too hot.
They're too hot for us. Maybe, like, if we were twins, that'd be cool. Because if, like, we were twins, I would be, like, hotter than
maybe
you.
Maybe we could double date other twins. And then, like,
you know what we should do? We should just go meet some sisters.
It might be weird.
Not really. Like, we'd become related. Wait.
We are related.
Well, there's no point in that.
So what happens then? Because wouldn't that be like having twice the nephew?
Hey, you know what's weird?
Listen to this. You'd be a double nephew. No, you'd be a double uncle.
Uncle Dunkle.
No, listen. This is true scientific fact. If we were both dating sisters, if I had a child with one of the sisters, and you were married, we were both married. If I
you'd
had
be
a child
uncle.
With one of the
yes.
girls, listen, you'd be the uncle from my side and the uncle from your wife's side.
So you'd be double uncle.
That's blowing my mind. Would you have to buy twice the presents? I don't know. Does this happen? Maybe.
Maybe we should find out. Like, maybe we should do this, dude.
You know, there's, like, one guy that makes all the magnifying glasses in the world, and he has a magnifying glass empire. Because you don't see commercials for brands of magnifying glasses. Just, like, it's probably just, like, one or two.
It's probably, like, a crime guy, too.
Crime guy? Like a detective?
No, yeah, like a detective. Like Sherlock Holmes. But he doesn't use his product as much. Because his product is crap and he knows it. So
yeah.
He uses the cool magnifying glass that we don't even know of yet. And we'll hear about it when he dies.
Yeah.
You know what's weird?
Guy that invented the happy face?
No.
Smiling face? It's actually copyrighted.
Yeah, he was actually, you know, killed.
It's copyrighted.
By 13,000 people.
He wasn't killed, he died not
no,
a few years ago.
No, he's killed by ninjas.
I wonder if, ironically, they threw happy smiley faces and shurikens at him.
That would be a nice way to go out.
Be like, I invented those, oh no! It's like a full death. Circle. It's like he came in, that's how he got, you know, made, then took him out, too.
It was there at the beginning?
Yeah, every time somebody smiled around him, he was like, give me a dollar!
And then I was like, no, old man!
I invented your smile.
And then I'm like, I invented your frown, and then punch him in the face, and then he's like, frown.
I haven't had pancakes in the longest time.
Oh yeah, French bread.
French bread pancakes?
French bread pizza.
We were thinking two different things right there, but both of them sound delicious.
French bread pizza sounds more delicious.
So or sausage English. Is good, right?
I don't know where you're getting at this.
Pigs in a blanket's cool. Wrap a pancake in a sausage link.
Oh my god, Michael.
I think they do it.
They do it?
Maybe.
I want it. Dip it in syrup?
Put some eggs in there too. No, what else would you put in there? Just dip it in syrup.
No, you dip it in syrup.
You just dip it in syrup after that, man. Man, we are going to go to a restaurant in the next few days, and they're going to have sausage links in a blanket. We're going to be like, dang it!
And then, you know, I had my idea for all those years, and I can't remember what the idea was, but they copied.
Copyrighted by this zombie smiley face guy.
You know, that's going to be weird. There's a guy out there that's actually listening to this.
I don't know, I think he's
contact
cool.
us at moviecastmail@gmail.com and, you know, tell us
I want to hear some
why.
Results from this.
I want to hear if people actually listened to this and what they thought.
Yeah.
So please do that. Email us, anyone who did this. I'm serious, too. Everybody has an email. Email us. Man, that's crazy.
Back on the topic.
Oh, topic.
Back to the topic. One of them.
What topic?
I don't know, but the school had great macaroni and cheese the other day.
Yeah, I know, they always do, but...
Oh, man, wasn't
it
good?
To want to go out with someone else? Like, your best friend just broke up with this girl, but he did it for, like, dumb reasons.
And then you want to go out with her?
Yeah, I want to go out with her.
That's
pretty hot.
That's not weird at all, dude. It's quite normal.
Yeah, so I just think about...
I usually want to go out with the girl while they're still dating, so...
That's pretty sweet.
There was a nail on the floor, almost went in my foot.
Sweet.
I found it before it did.
I think that was my foot for a while.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
It's like a bond we have now.
It's like we're blood brothers. Hey, wait, we're already blood brothers. You give me a blood transfusion. You gotta jump.
Could
on
I,
that.
Though? We might not be the same type. What type are you?
OD.
I'm dynamite blood.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and like, the girl's hot. So.
Is she hot?
It was that girl who broke up with Brandon.
Oh.
She was hot.
Well, she was okay, man.
Yeah, but like, how good could I actually do?
Mediocre.
How good could I actually
hot
do?
Hot on your scale? Maybe.
Oh! Go to BenRev's MySpace. Let me show you my ex-girlfriend.
Okay, this is getting too personal.
Not really.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Anyways. Do you like paper pens? Because that's the only pen I can use.
I love that pen. I was watching American Idol the other day, and Simon Cowell was using this pen, the Paper Mate.
I love the Paper Mate, the black Paper Mate.
Just the black Paper Mate is a
it really
pen.
Mates to the paper.
It
I love it.
It writes better.
Like, if Paper Mate was a girl.
If I were to kill a man with a pen, I would use the black Paper Mate.
If the black Paper Mate was a woman, it would be Jessica Alba, and I would want to do her.
I think if he was a 70s action star, and they remade the movie, Samuel L. Jackson would be the black Paper Mate.
He's usually, anyways.
He was Shaft, but I mean, he doesn't need to be stereotyped in 70s black movie. I mean, he hasn't been black yellow yet.
Well, that movie has yet to be made.
Well, it was made in the 70s, though.
Yeah, but was it remade?
So I'm saying, he's got to remake it soon, right?
Definitely.
I don't know. See? I'm not into the whole stereotyping thing. But
yeah, whatever. I'm not into it either.
You know, because he's been in other movies, but...
The guy who invented the bifocals didn't have to go through this crap.
Benjamin Harrison? Benjamin Franklin?
Oh, I thought it was someone different. Never mind.
Benjamin Harrison, terrible president, died. But all of them did. Or are dying.
Look how stretchy everyone's this shirt died. Is. It's pretty stretchy. It's
you went to MySpace?
Mm-hmm.
Guess we should log in as you, right?
No, I don't have one anymore.
What do you mean you don't have one anymore?
I don't have one anymore.
You just killed it?
I killed it. It was pretty cool.
You can delete them?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's pretty fun. Don't get the emails anymore. It's pretty awesome.
I don't even check my email, so...
Well, I check my email, so I don't get the emails anymore. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Might be on mine.
You have Tom as your friend? What a loser.
Tom will be... I hate MySpace, though. Why am I even on here?
I don't either.
You don't either hate it? Huh?
I love it.
I said I hate it, and you said I don't either. I didn't make it.
Play the song.
I didn't mean to play it. I thought play it automatically. Now what am I supposed to see?
Play that video.
This one?
Yeah, play that video. Don't turn off the sound, though, you know, because you're not...
Oh, okay.
Because we're definitely doing a podcast.
Okay. I'm watching this.
There's going to be a person walk up. That's my ex-girlfriend. That girl right there is my ex-girlfriend.
Oh. Kind of chubby.
And you're kind of an ass.
No, she's not. She's kind of cute now that I see her.
Yeah, don't get any ideas, please.
It's a portion of her. Hmm. Well, I don't know. I were alone and with her, and maybe. No. I don't know.
You're also dashing.
I am.
You're more handsome than I am.
How do you feel on the word haberdashery? Haberdashery.
Hmm.
Can you use it in a sentence? Because I can't.
The egg foo young was less than haberdashery.
So definitely I'm saying for lunch tomorrow, some good old China buffet.
I don't know.
I'm saying just some
I don't good know if I'm feeling buffet. Like, I'm like,
maybe
this
something
rain
else
poncho
cool for dinner.
Of a shirt. I think this is mom's shirt.
It's gotta be, man.
Like, look how much it stretches
that's
out to.
That's a huge, stretchy, fat lady shirt.
Like, it stretches.
Sorry, Mama, but you a fat lady.
Like, I'm taking it off.
I know. No, please, put your shirt back on. Put your shirt back on. Thank you. We're not making one of those podcasts.
We should make one of those podcasts. Starting right now.
Can't fix the plumbing.
I've lost control of my brawl.
Oh,
it opens in the front.
Well, I'm a plumber and I can help that. Oh man. Nice boobs.
Thanks. Please, I haven't gone into womanhood yet. You know. Ding, ding-a-ding, ding. Look at these propellers on my poopies.
Wow. It reminded me of my bike when I was a kid. Shouldn't be erotic, but it is. Some loud nipple twisties.
I'm gonna cut through this chain to get to my bike.
I think there's so many more uses for trash ties than people use them for. I think they make great jewelry. Trash
sexy.
Ties?
Sexy. Sexy, elegant, delicious.
Kind of like grungy, maybe.
Like grunge. Yeah, my ex-girlfriend's pretty odd.
Yeah.
Not to dwell. Or anything.
I mean, she's barely your girlfriend, though. Saw her out of class once.
Dick.
Did you kiss her?
Much.
Did you kiss her?
Shut up, dude. I kissed her best friend. Remember? Told you this story already.
David? You kissed David?
David's not her best friend.
Oh, her best friend. I thought you said my best friend.
Yeah, I kissed your best friend. Cool. I don't even have a best friend anymore.
You kissed David?
No, I did not kiss David.
You want to kiss David?
I can hook you up. RJ.
I can hook you up.
I
can hook you up with RJ.
We should get David to do a podcast.
Stab you in the foot, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, I don't think we're even going to put this episode on.
Did I do the joke? If you break a bone while dancing, is
yeah, it she did
break
the joke.
Dancing? I came up with that. That was funny.
We came up with all the jokes today.
Yeah, but we tried that intro like at least 15 times. That last one was the only one where we laughed the least. It might not have been the funniest at all, but we definitely laughed the least.
Why are we still doing this?
There was one I said that wasn't on here for sure. It was... If you... my grandpappy always said, people don't mind if they find little chunks of corn in their poop. But boy, they would sure mind if they found little chunks of poop in their corn. And that just... I laughed for a long time. And that just off the top of my head. I don't know. Maybe I'm a genius. Probably.
Probably we should call this Funcast.
Funcast? How about we call it Gay Pridecast? How about we call
it... How about it?
Kneecast.
Kneecasta? You casta.
That was dumb. How about we call it... Trombonecast.
Rusty? Or ooh. Unrusted?
Unrusted, please.
Unrusted, please.
How about we call it Buttoncast?
Buttoncast.
I like it.
Buttoncast. Like welcome to Buttoncast, episode 4.
But. Let me always say, butt on cast?
What? Butt on. Apply directly to the butt. Butt on. Apply directly to the butt. Butt on. I am so sick and tired of hearing your commercials. Butt on. Apply directly to my face.
His butt went on my face. If The Departed has a prequel, I don't know. That's gonna be great.
Well, we're actually getting into movies this far in.
No, we're not. You don't need to say that. We're talking about whatever we want. Movies come up sometimes. But Robert De Niro would have to be in the prequel if they make a prequel. He's gotta be. He's great in those movies.
I'm tired. I'm tired and I want a good bed.
Still thinking of shurikens in milk cartons.
That would make it all the way through, and you know it.
Wouldn't that be? I don't know if it would have to.
It would have to.
I think it would still be cool.
Nope, wouldn't.
Wouldn't it be cool if it went through it and like it was in the milk, but no milk leaked? Because you're that cool of a ninja.
But that would just be like your milk was spoiled, dude.
Okay, well, what if you drank the shuriken? Like you were really thirsty and you just chugged some milk in the night and then, oh god, I swallowed a shuriken. Who do you call?
Okay, no.
You couldn't talk.
No.
You have shuriken in your throat.
Okay, here's what you do. Here's what you do. You're coughing up the shuriken and it's like cutting up your insides, dude. So you're basically dead already. You cough it up. You get it all the way into your mouth. You cough it again. And it goes right through a guy, right through the whole entire milk carton, right through another guy's throat.
And then right before you die, you're like, dang, that was cool.
And then you die, and then Alf comes up, picks up the shuriken, and is just like, that's what I do, bitches.
Yeah, they made an Alf movie.
Did not see this movie.
Yeah, it was like I don't know if it was a TV movie or not, but it was decent.
Did he travel?
I'm sure he did.
And that's usually what those movies are about.
Traveling somewhere.
Traveling, baby, on
moving
my
right along. This song off the original Muppet movie. Maybe I'm gay for knowing that. I don't care. Call me gay.
It's not easy being green.
That's not off the Muppet movie.
You know what I want to do right now? You. I'm tired.
Is there like an unplumber?
Hey,
the person
wait.
Who dirties the place? Would be an unplumber?
That guy would be dirty. See, I know this guy who's going into the military just becoming a plumber. I know this girl that's going into the military just to become a receptionist. I was just like, why would you go in the army to do that? And they're like, I'm saving my country. And I'm like, I could save my country with my shuriken. And I'd throw it at the Freedom Force guys, and they would die.
We should have a front wave of ninjas.
Wow. Never really. Actually, we need a samurai. Dude, that'd
we
be
basically own Japan. Sorry, Japanese listeners. Japan is ours. They call it Little America.
Yeah, but we also own the whole world. The whole world is named Big America.
I would say we don't own China.
Yes, I'd say that they'd kill us if they wanted to.
They could parachute a lot of people in. And they'd have enough to make 1 billion parachutes. Do they have a billion parachutes?
I don't know. There's a person out there who's saving all their money to come to Indianapolis, Indiana, to come see us in live person.
That's cool. They should contact us, maybe.
They should contact us at moviecastmail@gmail.com.
Huh. Good. I think that was right. That was right.
And you can also find us at anywhere.
Yeah.
Except MySpace, because I deleted my profile.
I have MySpace, but I'm not going to tell you, because...
He's not going to tell you his real name.
I don't know. Michael. That's my real name.
Hansen. Michael
Hansen.
That's
my display name, too, so...
Michael Hansen.
Look for Michael.
Hansen.
Hansen?
Hansen. Michael Hansen.
What was their song? Hansen's song?
You cry, you river.
That wasn't Hansen.
And I will find you. Get your foot off there. You.
That wasn't Hansen.
Shut up.
Hey.
A goat.
Mark.
And I will give you two.
Why every time you're trying to be funny, you just have the word goat, and it just makes it so much worse.
Worse?
Worse.
Worse.
Wash the clothes. Wash the dishes.
Wash
my pee-pee.
Wash. That was DJ Jam's last hit.
Jams.
DJ Jam's, spelled with a Z. Everywhere. It's a Z, 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 Z.
How do you get jams out of that then?
Only skilled mathematologists can find that.
Mathematologists?
DJ Jam's. Z, Z, Z.
Hmm.
Z, Z, Z. Z. R. The R is new.
You know binary?
Mm-hmm. 001-0010.
Do you know how to actually count it?
I know how to
use it for computers.
I know how to say things. 010-010? Zero? One? One.
Zero.
010-010-0000. Zero. One.
One. Oh. Zero.
Zero. Freaking.
Been Binary Theater for the evening. I'm Michael Hicks.
I'm Mark Hansen.
See you around the neighborhood.
Hicks.
Goodbye, neighbor.